I think before we go on any further, I believe Al, are you going to do some introductions, Al? I mean, we're in one of the prettiest venues that we've been in for a long time. And for those of us that have been here since there was a dirt road coming out here, to see the changes that have went on over the recent years to the beautiful facility and grounds that we have today are all due to the hard work of people, and we'd like you to introduce them.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Alan Ed, the Deputy Director of the Division of Parks and Recreation. A lot of times when I sit in this room, I think about the times when we gathered in a kind of dingy old hunting shack up here that sits right here where this building sits, and talk about all what could be at that time. So it's always fun to come to Good Earth, and glad the commission had an opportunity to come here and see everything as well. But anyway, I just wanted to, before the day end, I wanted to make sure that we had a chance to recognize the Good Earth State Park staff that's working here and are part of the everyday things that are going on here. And I really appreciate them coming to the meeting and helping us assist with the meeting and everything else. So here's today is Jason Bauman. He's our district park supervisor. He's actually stationed at Noon Hill State Park, but I know this is a big part of his district here, and he spends a lot of time and helps out a lot of things here too as well. Jim Henning is the park manager here at Good Earth, and has a lot of talents. And I believe he's a very good banjo player. So, then there's Jen Stahl. Jen is our naturalist here at Good Earth State Park, and obviously we have a very aggressive and amazing interpretive and programming program here at Good Earth State Park, and she heads up all the school groups and the tours and the educational opportunities and so forth here. So she stays incredibly busy with a lot of amazing and popular park programs here at the park. So big thanks to her. And then also Craig Nelson is a volunteer here at the park here, and help staff the front desk and keep things and keep visitors pointed in the right direction, and help them learn more about this special place called Good Earth. So just wanted to introduce these folks and say thank you.
Thank you all. Thanks, Al, for doing that. I think we'll go back to number 15 in April. Is with us. We can do the Becoming an Outdoor Family workshop.
Yes, I am online. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. I wanted to take a couple minutes to actually talk through 15 and 16. 15, Becoming an Outdoor Family Workshop. This is actually a program that Game Fish and Parks has been putting on for a couple of decades. It's a great opportunity for families to come camp in one of our lovely state parks. And then we bring staff in to cover anything from Dutch oven cooking, kayaking or paddling, archery. We have a lot of different opportunities for them. This year we actually had a couple of gap years, so we brought in about just over 50 participants, which was a slightly lower than when we saw kind of pre-COVID. So we are working on getting the base kind of built back up. Though overall, great opportunity for families. We had great feedback from them saying that they really enjoyed the event. They liked the opportunity to have a lot of different activities for everyone in the family. I saw this year we had multi-generations pull up, whether it was in RVs, some of them actually pitched tents, and then we went through all that education. Something as we talk a lot through like R3 and relevancy with our Becoming an Outdoor Family, it brings kind of that Becoming an Outdoor Woman to the next level, because we're able to get some of those families that have never hunted before, really thought about trapping and maybe even not fishing, and we get to introduce them to some of those traditional heritage kind of events that usually we think about in South Dakota. So we actually had biologists come in and train about waterfall hunting, trapping. We had multiple events where we had every age out there fishing, tying their fishing lures and everything. So great event. We will be continuing the Becoming an Outdoor Family next year. Usually we go through the registration and announce it in this late winter, early spring. So that will be coming out in 2023 as well. We're currently working, or I'm currently working with park staff to determine where the next one will be held. This is an event that we try to move around the state to capture more additional residents so that they can attend. This year, though, we were pulling from across the state. We had quite a few families, grandparents, parents that were coming in from miles and hours away. So a great opportunity. Most of them coming this year was their first workshop, which was really nice. They had never been to Pelican Lake recreation area before, which is where it was held July 27th through the 29th. So yeah, great opportunity. And with that, I'll open for any questions on Becoming an Outdoor Family.
Thanks, April. I will open up. Does anybody have any questions for April? It's like they're letting you off easy today, April.
Great.
Thanks for your time and presentation. Appreciate you.
She's good.
Oh, well, we're not letting you off the hook, I guess, yet. You're 16, too. Fall program and special events. You might as well just keep on rolling.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. With number 16, so this is all the fall programming and special events that I kind of want to introduce to you. So we get more or less state parks as we go into this shoulder season of sorts. Generally, we find that our camping may go down a little bit. However, we have a lot of great events that are still encouraging folks and families to get out to our state parks. Some of the more prominent ones that generally bring in quite a few individuals that really enjoy their time. We have a few fall festivals. So Lewis and Clark has a fall festival coming up at the end of the month on the 24th. We have the Harvest Festival at Fort Sisseton Historic State Park on September 17th. There's a Pollinator Day there where you're actually at Good Earth State Park this weekend on Saturday. And then we also have a Homesteader Day celebration at Beaver Creek Nature Area on September 11th. All these events are really focused on like nature. A lot of them are getting out in nature, finding out how our resources are valuable. And then a lot of them will have performances or interpretive. Sometimes there'll be crafts involved or a lot of vendors will come out for it. So it does provide that opportunity. And that leads into the big fall event with the Buffalo Roundup and Art Festival that's held at Custer State Park every year. This year it is October 29th through October 1st. So if you're able to get out for that event, it will obviously be another great event. They have performances and then obviously the Roundup and a lot of arts as well. Beyond just the major festivals and events that happen in September, there's also other events. Girl Scouts Love State Parks is happening September 10th and 11th. So that's when we invite all the Girl Scouts out to our state parks, and then they have activities that they do, and then they can earn a patch that goes on their sash. So really excited for Girl Scouts to come to our parks. We also have some unique events. Fort Sisseton Historic State Park is putting on a murder mystery dinner on September 10th. This is a fundraiser, and that you actually dress up as a part of being in the Wild West, and then you actually get to play along and play a character. So there's like a sheriff and then some other roles in there. We are also working with AARP again this year to do three different hikes in the next few weeks. One at Custer State Park, one there at Good Earth State Park, and then another one at Secha Hollow way there in the northeast corner. So it should be a great event. So a lot of things happening in our parks in September. October, we're looking at a lot more events too, between Halloween events that are currently being planned. And then again, there's a AARP hike in there. And then we'll have some more information coming out there. If anyone is interested in learning more about the events, if you go out to gfp.sd.gov and then just click on events, and then it will list all the fun activities that are happening in your area. There are still a couple bigger kind of event programs that are going on. One of them that's coming to a close is the bingo for the summer card. It actually ends today. So tomorrow we'll actually launch the fall bingo card. That bingo card, we encourage families to take pictures of different activities and they submit them, and then they get entered into a chance to win prizes. So a great opportunity for those to get out into the parks. And then Custer, they run their park trail challenge, and the current one goes until September 5th. So if anyone's still interested in participating, they get win pins. So it's a fun collector item for those interested in hiking. But most, I wanted to tell you and invite you up to the State Fair. The State Fair kicks off tomorrow, and we have the wonderful booth of Game, Fish, and Parks, and we have staff there anywhere from the wildlife fisheries, talking about go outdoors, parks. So I encourage you to come up. We have lots of events, anything from scavenger hunts. We have fishing day happening tomorrow or on Friday, apologize. And then we have like trivia, outdoor hacks, and then some wildlife, backyard bass, and other activities. So should be a great time. You can also see our finalists for Snapshot South Dakota, which is that photography event that we put on as an agency as well. So great time. Please come up. And with that, I'll take any questions as well.
Awesome. Thanks, April. Anybody have any questions? Outstanding. Thanks, April.
Thank you.
Yeah. I've got 10 minutes left. Can you get it done? Okay. Adam, are you with us? You going to do number 17, the Federal Bridge Program update?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. Can hear you. I think Chris is getting your screen and all that stuff messed around. Or do we need it?
Yeah, he's gonna share.
All right. Can you see my screen?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. My name is Adam Colossa, Planning and Development Administrator here in the Peer Office. And today I want to give you a brief update on the Federal Bridge Program. I want to start by introducing some conversation about the South Dakota Bridge Improvement Grant Program, which was established in 2015 through the state legislature, Senate Bill Number 1. And that dedicated some funding for local government road projects for counties and municipalities. The